The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 21, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on June 29th, 2008, in Lima, Peru.
So, tonight here at Wilson Street, we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 3, texto 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yad Yad Acharati Shrestas Tat Tad Evedaro Jana Sayat Pramanam Kurute Lokastadanuvartate. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow, and whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Los hombres comunes siguen los pasos de un gran hombre, sea cual fuere la acción que éste ejecute, y cualquiera que sea la pauta que él establezca mediante actos ejemplares, el mundo entero la sigue.
Be a little softer, not quite into the microphone. I have an earache problem. Okay. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called Acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra, scripture, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures, like Manu Samhita and similar others, are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. And thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard Shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king, the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher, are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes.
La generalidad de la gente siempre requiere de un líder que puede enseñarle por medio de su comportamiento en la práctica. Un líder no puede enseñarle a la gente a dejar de fumar si él mismo fuma. El señor Chaitanya dijo que un maestro debe comportarse correctamente, incluso antes de empezar a enseñar. Aquel que enseña de esa manera recibe el nombre de Acharya, o maestro ideal. Por lo tanto, un maestro debe seguir los principios del Shastra, la escritura, para enseñarle al hombre común. El maestro no puede inventar reglas que vayan en contra de los principios de las escrituras reveladas. Las escrituras reveladas, tales como el Manu Samhita y otras similares, se consideran los libros modelos que debe seguir la sociedad humana. Así pues, la enseñanza del líder debe estar basada en los principios de esos sastras modelos. Aquel que desee perfeccionarse debe seguir las reglas que sirven de pauta, tal como las practican los grandes maestros. El Srimad Bhagavatam también afirma que uno debe seguir los pasos de los grandes devotos, y esa es la manera de progresar en el sendero de la comprensión espiritual. Al rey o al primer mandatario de un estado, al padre y al maestro de escuela, se los considera líderes naturales del inocente hombre común. Todos esos líderes naturales tienen una gran responsabilidad para con sus dependientes. por lo cual deben estar bien versados en libros modelos de códigos morales y espirituales.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, this is one of the most important verses of the entire Bhagavad Gita. One must become an ideal example. If I smoke cigarettes,
si yo fumo cigarrillos,
how can I tell you to stop smoking?
¿Cómo puedo decirte a ti que no fumes?
The teacher, he must set the example.
El maestro enseña con el ejemplo.
So, we require in this world,
así que lo que requiere, se requiere en este mundo,
Krishna conscious leaders.
Es líderes conscientes de Krishna.
If we can establish a class of Krishna conscious leaders on this planet,
que puedan establecer una clase de líderes conscientes de Krishna en este planeta,
the whole world will be transformed.
Y el mundo entero será transformado.
All the problems facing the human society,
o todos los problemas de la sociedad humana,
they will go away.
Se van a ir lejos.
It is simply due to a lack of leadership. That there are so many problems of crime, corruption, poverty, terrorism, etc. So where will we get those leaders from? Do you think we'll import them from Argentina? No, we want you to be the leaders. We want to train you how to become the leaders. This means you must become ideal Vaishnavas. Which means every day you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And you give up your bad habits, your sinful life. And you regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books. In this way, you will become an ideal person. And you can inspire others who are lost in material consciousness. We shouldn't think, well, that's just for the sannyasis and the gurus. We should not think, well, being a spiritual leader is only for the sannyasis and gurus. No. We want each and every one of you to become spiritual leaders. By taking up seriously this process of Krishna consciousness. Becoming initiated disciples.
Excuse me?
becoming initiated disciples. Yes, becoming initiated disciples. And preaching this message for the deliverance of the people of this country of Peru. I have seen the people of your country. They are very good people. But they are also very ignorant people. And because of that ignorance, they are suffering in so many ways. Now, if the people of Peru can simply become Krishna conscious, then they will become the happiest people in the whole world. They have everything they need. There's so many nice fruits and vegetables. You have a beautiful, beautiful country with wonderful people. But simply you're lacking Krishna consciousness, that's all. All you have to do is add Krishna consciousness. All you have to do is wake up to your eternal identity as being a spirit soul, part and parcel of the Lord. And then you will become completely happy. And you can do the highest service for the people of Peru and for the people of this entire planet Earth. There's no reason why Peru cannot become the leading country on this planet. If you will simply enthusiastically take up Krishna consciousness, Peru will become the leading country in the whole world. Simply, you must become Krishna conscious. That's so. Therefore, you must chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And you must give up illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. You must read Srila Prabhupada's books. And you must distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. In this way, you can make a spiritual revolution here in Peru. So I invite you all to join this life of transcendental bliss. Simply you have to absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness. From the minute you get up in the morning until you take rest for the evening, until you go to bed at night, simply fill your every minute with Krishna, 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 Krishna. When you eat, eat only Krishna prasadam. When you read, only read Krishna conscious literature. When you go for entertainment, only go to the Hare Krishna temple. We will give you the best entertainment. Singing and dancing and feasting. No one has better parties than we do. And when it comes to philosophy, nobody even comes close. We have the highest knowledge in the whole world. If you're interested in learning, if you're interested in knowledge, we have the highest knowledge. There is no knowledge like this anywhere in the world. So, now that I've explained these things to you, of why you should become examples of Krishna consciousness. Now I can ask you, ¿hay preguntas? Yes, sí.
En el año 85 preguntan a Tampendi le preguntó a Valinda a Alan García, que es el presidente actual de Perú. Y él de nuevo es el presidente actual, ¿no? Y como vemos en la vida práctica, él no es el práctico con el conocimiento bélico. ¿Qué opina Valinda?
En 1985, the president of the temple gave some book to the president of the republic, but he is the president actually, and he's now practicing the Vedic knowledge.
Now, the president of Peru,
yeah,
in 1985,
yeah, he received some Bhagavad Gita.
He did what?
Some Bhagavad Gita.
He read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he is the president right now, mm-hmm. and he don't practice Krishna consciousness. The Vedic knowledge.
But he's aware of it?
But he gave a Bhagavad Gita.
He got a Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah.
The present Prime Minister has gotten the Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, he have a Bhagavad Gita.
Well, let's hope he reads it. The Prime Minister has a Bhagavad Gita, a Prabhupada Gita, the present Prime Minister.
Yeah.
So let us hope that he reads it. Anything else?
¿Algo más?
Yeah.
Difference between a spiritual code and morality code?
Yes. What is the difference between moral codes and spiritual codes? That's a very intelligent question. Thank you very much.
¿Cuál es la diferencia entre espirituales y códigos morales? Es una muy inteligente pregunta. Muchas gracias.
Moral codes are in the mode of goodness.
Los códigos morales están en la modalidad de la bondad.
Spiritual codes are transcendental. A moral code means be kind to others. These children shouldn't be running around. They should sit with their parents. Spiritual code means that you develop your love for God. More codes will make you pious, but they won't get you out of the cycle of birth and death. A moral code will make you a good person. But it will not deliver you back to home, back to Godhead. Just like a moral code is you should not lie. Should not tell a lie. So that's a very good principle, to always be honest, you see. But just by being honest, you will not go back to Godhead. If you follow the spiritual code to surrender to Krishna, then you will go back to Godhead. So moral codes will make you a good person in this world. Not so close to the mic. And spiritual codes will deliver you back to home, back to Godhead, if you follow them. That's the difference. Thank you very much for your nice question. Next question.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
That's a very long story.
Es una historia muy larga.
How I met Prabhupada. I don't know what. Should I tell the story? It's by His mercy. Prabhupada entered in. He entered into my heart. He entered into my life by His sweet mercy. When I became convinced that I must surrender my life fully unto His lotus feet, He entered into my heart. And He has never left. Prabhupada is with me right now, blessing me, guiding me, and inspiring me. So, the spiritual master, he is not his physical body. His most powerful form is his teachings, his instructions. So, if one agrees to be surrendered to be under the order of the spiritual master, that is the real meeting, you understand? You may meet, someone may have met Prabhupada face to face. But if they did not surrender their heart fully to Him, then they didn't really meet Him, you understand? The real meaning of meeting the spiritual master is you fully surrender yourself to Him. Then you have truly met the spiritual master. So, in this way, I met Srila Prabhupada. Within my heart, I met Him. And then, physically, I met Him shortly after that. At the San Francisco airport. But that meeting of seeing Him physically for the first time was not as important as when I accepted Him into my heart. The spiritual master has two forms, Vani and Vapu. Vapu is his physical form. Vani is his vibrational form, his teachings. Vibration. That is the real, the most important form of this guru. So I met Him that day when I gave my heart to Him. Then He entered my heart. Therefore, everyone should seek out a bona fide spiritual master. And when you find that bona fide guru, you should give your heart completely to Him. And when you do so, He will enter into your heart. And He will never leave. As long as you remain dedicated to Him.
Tanto así como usted dedicado a él.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Yes.
Amable, tratable. Srila Prabhupada le da una respuesta muy, muy linda y al final le dice que aunque los devotos cometan las acciones más abominables.
Wait, can you repeat all of that what he said?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
But he's not doing a question.
What's the
word? Ya hice la pregunta.
Yeah. Do you have a question?
La pregunta era que Srila Prabhupada le responde a la señora que el devoto puede cometer las acciones más abominables, pero porque está en el camino correcto debe ser considerado un santo.
What's he saying?
Srila Prabhupada, one woman writes to Srila Prabhupada saying that sometimes the devotees have a bad behavior.
Right. Lynn Ludwig. Yeah. Yeah, Lynn Ludwig was the lady, yeah.
Yeah, but Srila Prabhupada answered this letter and say that the devotee always... ¿Los devotos qué le dijo Srila Prabhupada?
Trato de los devotos con la gente. Ajá. A veces era rudo, hosco.
Pero le dijo que todos ellos son buenos, algo así. Ah, sí. Están en un proceso.
Claro, y que estaban en un proceso. Pero que así cometan las acciones más abominables, así le pone a la señora.
Okay, it's a minute. Wait, I have to hear what you're saying. Yeah.
But Srila Prabhupada answered that the devotees always be in a process about, despite he has a bad behavior, these devotees are being a process. This is the...
Okay, so you have a question, then I understand the letter. I understand Prabhupada's point. Do you have any questions in this regard?
Dice que él entiende el punto de decir a Prabhupada y las cartas, él las conoce. ¿Cuál es la pregunta?
Era la pregunta, la carta de la señora que le escribe con respecto a los devotos, el trato que ellos tienen en el aeropuerto cuando estaban vendiendo unos libros, ¿no? Y que su trato no era muy correcto, no era muy agradable.
Okay, now let me hear what you're saying. Now, eight minute, okay.
The woman is talking about in the letter that in the airport the devotees sell books, and his behavior is not good.
It wasn't the airport; it was a Kmart parking lot. But anyway, go ahead. And then, all right. So, Prabhupada defended his devotees. Because they are just trying to get free from the clutches of Maya. And because of that, because they are still fighting with their own attachments, sometimes they may speak in a very negative way. Because they are fighting their own material desires within their heart, you understand? That is a normal thing for a neophyte devotee when he preaches. Because he still feels those material attachments himself, you see. But when a devotee becomes mature in Krishna consciousness, and he does not have those material attachments anymore, when he preaches, it's very, very sweet. Muy, muy dulce. Because he has no fight in his own heart going on with the material nature. He's already defeated the material nature. He's already defeated the material nature. But that the young devotee has to be encouraged because he is fighting a battle against Maya. Even if sometimes he's too heavy or he appears too negative, we should encourage him. He's doing a great service. He's trying his best to serve Prabhupada's mission. So Prabhupada defended his neophyte devotees who were preaching in a negative way. You see? Because of their sincerity. Yes.
When he is only with devotees, what he say to the devotees about the behavior?
Whose behavior?
About the bad behavior when Srila Prabhupada is only with devotees?
That depends. Sometimes Prabhupada was very, very sweet.
Eso depende. A veces Srila Prabhupada es muy dulce.
As sweet as sugar candy. Very, very soft, just like a wonderful rose flower. Very, very soft and very nice. And sometimes Prabhupada is like thunderbolt. Showing great anger. Prabhupada, it is all his mercy. Whatever the disciple needs to help them advance in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada would give them whatever would best help them at that moment, you see. If soft, sweet words would help them to move forward, he would give. And if piercing, burning, sharp words would help, then he would do that. Just like a doctor,
es como un doctor.
Sweet words, dulce palabras, or very strong, piercing words, like thunderbolt.
Palabras dulces o atravesarlo como con algo.
According to different situations,
de acuerdo a diferentes situaciones.
Spiritual master instructs his disciples in whatever way is most beneficial for their progress. But the advanced disciple, he sees this is all the love of my guru. It's all his love coming in different ways. That's
it. Los discípulos avanzados ven, este es el amor de mi guru, aunque esté de diferentes maneras.
He doesn't think badly if the guru becomes strong with him.
Ellos nunca piensan mal del guru porque el guru es fuerte con ellos.
He thinks, oh, I have been blessed by these strong words of chastisement by my spiritual master.
Esto es una bendición a través de estas palabras fuertes.
One time my godbrother, Shruta Kirti Prabhu, he was Prabhupada's personal servant. And he was, Prabhupada would have his head massaged with sandalwood oil. So sandalwood oil is very expensive oil. And the servant, he spilled that bottle of oil on the floor. So Prabhupada gave him very strong chastisement. He said, you will not have any intelligence for 80 years. You will not have any intelligence for 80 years. And the servant, instead of getting disturbed, he said, oh, really, Srila Prabhupada, I thought it would take much longer than that. The servant said, Prabhupada, I thought it would take much longer than 80 years for me to get intelligence. I'm happy to hear it will only take me 80 years to become intelligent. I'm happy to hear that it will only take me 80 years to become intelligent. And Prabhupada appreciated his humility and then he chuckled. He had a good laugh. So Prabhupada was very angry and the disciple took it as mercy of Guru. And then immediately the guru became very soft and jolly. So whatever words you receive from the spiritual master, you should take it as his mercy. If he praises you, you should think, this is Guru's kindness. If he praises you. And if he tells you you're a stupid idiot, then you should take that also as Guru's mercy. Stupido. If he says you soy usted es stupido, then you should take that also as a mercy of Guru. In this way, you will always feel the loving kindness of the spiritual master. You may say, but I don't want to be called stupido. But Lord Chaitanya was called stupido by his guru. His guru Maharaj, Ishwarapuri, he said, you are so stupid, you cannot understand Vedas. Therefore, you should simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, if Lord Chaitanya can be called stupid, then what is our position? I cannot become angry if my guru tells me I'm stupid, because Lord Chaitanya was called stupid by his guru and he took it. Do you understand? Do you understand? Sabe usted, señora? You understand? Okay, very good. Muy bueno. Okay. If your guru tells you you're stupid, then you think, oh, I've been blessed by my Guru Maharaj today. You should not become angry. Oh, Guru Maharaj called me stupid. I think he's stupid. No. That is aparad, guru aparad. You should take it as mercy. If Guru Maharaj tells you you're stupid, then you should say, oh, Guru has blessed me today. Okay, another question. Actually, it is simply a lesson to teach us that we are stupid. You see? What is it? Estamos estúpidos?
Somos.
Somos?
Estúpidos.
Somos?
Somos estúpidos.
We are?
We are stupid.
Somos?
Somos?
Somos estúpidos. That is a lesson for us that we are stupid. You see? Next question.
Charitamrita have a story about Pundarika
Vidyajin.
Pundarika Vidyajin. He's a Paramahamsa and he have bad behavior.
What was that bad behavior?
¿Cuál es el mal, cuál es su mal comportamiento?
He smoke. Smoke
what?
Que fumar, que
cuando fue con pasatiempo que
quiero conocer a un Vaisnava.
¿Qué fumaba?
Él fumaba en una pipa que estaba rodeada con billetes de oro. Supongo que de tabaco, ¿no? No sé,
he don't know.
I have read Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't remember that pastime. You've read that in Prabhupada's books? You show me where it is and I can answer your question. You find it out and you show me where it is. I'll be here tomorrow for Bhagavatam class. You come in the morning and you show me the where it is in the books. Next question. Yes.
Maharaj, entonces la líder Vaishnava, aparte de un buen comportamiento, ¿qué otras reglas debería tener? ¿O qué otras normas?
Ideal Vaishnava, despite a good behavior, what other rules he want to follow?
An ideal Vaishnava manifests good behavior.
Despite a good behavior, what other rules?
What else does he have besides good behavior?
Yeah.
Yes. Besides good behavior, the sadhu, the saintly devotee, also is perfect in Vedic knowledge.
Un buen comportamiento hace un devoto experto en conocimiento védico.
Tadvidi pranipatena. Tari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire submissively from him. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So such personalities have seen the truth.
Así que esas personalidades,
and they can reveal that truth to you.
Conocen la verdad y pueden darte la verdad a ti.
If you inquire submissively and you render loving service.
Si tú inquieres sumisamente y rindes servicio a ellos.
Questions, Mara? Yes.
¿Cómo darse cuenta cuando uno es neófito, cómo darse cuenta que las decisiones que toman están mal? ¿Cuál es el signo?
I understand that my actions are bad or are good?
If every action you're doing is for Krishna, then they are all good.
Si cada acción que tú haces para Krishna es muy buena.
Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjahosi dadatsi yat yat tapashyasi kunteya tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. 9:27.
Todo lo que hagas, todo lo que comas, todo lo que ofrezcas o regales y todas las austeridades que realices, hazlo, oh hijo de Kunti, como una ofrenda a mí.
If everything you do is for Krishna, then everything you do is good.
Cada cosa que tú hagas por Krishna es buena.
So you must learn how to do everything for Krishna. That's why Guru is required. Guru teaches you how to do everything for Krishna. Guru teaches you how to do everything for Krishna. Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Yes.
¿Hasta qué punto se puede considerar ofensivo el no cumplir las órdenes del maestro espiritual?
If one person don't do the order of the spiritual master, what kind of offense is this?
Guru aparad.
Es una guru aparad, ofensa al maestro espiritual.
Next question. Another question.
Master always say, you chant Hare Krishna and be happy. If I don't do it, this is a guru aparad.
Of course.
Por supuesto, es una ofensa.
Disobeying the order of your spiritual master, that is guru aparad. Why would you not want to be happy?
¿Por qué usted no quiere ser feliz?
It's stupid. Obey your guru's order. Chant and be happy.
Si el guru le está ordenando, cante, sea feliz.
But if you lose faith in guru, then you may stop chanting. Therefore, you must never lose faith in guru.
Por eso usted nunca debe perder la fe en el guru.
Next question. Yes.
Estábamos hablando de que en Perú todavía no hay mucha conciencia de Cristo. ¿En qué país de este planeta hay más conciencia de Cristo?
You are talking about in Peru. We don't have a Krishna consciousness. In what planet of the in what country of the planet they most Krishna consciousness?
You have Krishna consciousness here. This is wonderful Krishna consciousness. I'm traveling all over the world and I'm seeing the Krishna consciousness movement is everywhere. It's growing everywhere, all over the world. So nice and so wonderful. It's going nicely in the U.S. I'll give you all the places I've just come on this tour. Germany,
in Alemania,
Bulgaria,
Bulgaria,
Macedonia, Romania,
Romania,
Finland,
Finlandia,
Estonia,
Latvia,
Lithuania,
Lithuania,
Russia,
Malaysia,
Australia,
New Zealand,
Fiji. And now we're here in Peru, we're seeing everywhere, it's Krishna consciousness is so going so nicely all over the world, it's so wonderful. Here in Peru you have so many nice centers, Wilson Street, Shoshika, Miraflores, and there's so many devotees all throughout Peru. It's a very nice country, Krishna consciousness country, Peru. Yes? Those, we have a special offer tonight. Anyone who gets book, we did this at the university the other day and it was very popular. Anyone who gets book, they can bring it and I will give you a blessing in your book.
La otra vez una cosa muy popular allá en la universidad. Si ustedes quieren un libro, ahí hay una mesita, lo pueden adquirir y su santidad Sila Sankarsen va a poner una bendición en el libro.
You go to the book table, you buy one book.
Usted va a la mesa del libro, compra un
libro. And then you bring it to me and I will give you a special blessing.
Y
una bendición especial.
In your book, I will write it down.
A ver, ¿quién trae el libro ahorita?
So we'll stop here and we'll now open the book table.
Así que paramos aquí y abrimos la mesa del libro.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
Gracias, Srila Sankarsan Maharaj ki jai.